As has been the custom for years, when President Obama gives his annual State of the Union address tonight, about 24 guests will watch the speech from the First Lady's viewing box. This year, the president invited an Ohio veteran who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan, a 13-year-old from Chicago who wrote a letter to Santa Claus asking for safety, and Alan Gross, the former American prisoner in Cuba, whose release played a part in the thaw in relations between Washington and Havana. Republican House Speaker John Boehner countered by inviting the Cuban resistance leader Jorge Luis Garcia Perez. But also on the president's list, Dr. Pranav Shetty of Arlington, Virginia. As Global Emergency Health Coordinator for International Medical Corps, he established two Ebola treatment centers in Liberia. He joins us from the NPR studios in D.C. And Dr. Shetty, what an honor. What will you be thinking when you're sitting there?
Well, I mean, I think it's, as you mentioned, it's quite an honor to be invited to this prestigious event. I mean, I feel privileged to represent International Medical Corps and the tens of thousands of health workers that have been deployed to West Africa to deal with this humanitarian crisis.
Bring us up to date as to where we are in that crisis. We're hearing that it's abating in Liberia.
What we're looking at now is the stage where we can reflect on what has been accomplished and what we need to focus on moving forward. There's really a sense of cautious optimism in the field, baited by this idea that we can't be complacent right now in the fight. This is the time to get on top of this and get to zero cases as quickly as possible.
Well, what has been learned? We know President Obama sent 3,000 troops to build treatment centers at a huge cost. We're reading of one on imported gravel with chlorinated water, cameras that feed patient info to widescreen TVs. But there are no patients in many of these U.S.-built medical centers. Was this a case of not too little, but maybe too much too late?
Well, I think what we've learned as an international community is that you need to hit this type of outbreak hard and fast. And what we've seen is the results of that, a huge amount of investment, especially in Liberia, supported by the U.S. government. So I think really right now what the thing to focus is on is how do we get to zero cases? Because, as you mentioned, there are a number of treatment centers, but access in these areas is very difficult. So they need to be geographically distributed. And this whole outbreak was started with one case and can start with one case again.
Well, and it may seem that because many of the U.S.-built medical treatment centers are empty, it was too late. But I'm reading in the Washington Post about a nurse in Liberia who was working in a place with just dirty plastic sheeting and mattresses, and she saw the American aircraft land and said she was jumping up and down and waving. She was so happy.
I think the initial input of resources and supplies and personnel that U.S. government brought, especially to Liberia, as you mentioned, really put a sense of hope and a sense that they're not, you know, we're not alone in this fight. For Liberian health workers that were on the ground dealing with this for many months before it even became an international public health crisis, to see that level of backing was a moral boost, along with the kind of the supply and physical boost and human resource boost that came along with it.
It's interesting. Chose you, and that's laudable. You, as you say, you represent all the people who risk their lives by going to Africa. Do you think he could have in his decision to, you know, because these are political decisions, who the president puts in his wife's box. Do you think he might have chosen somebody who reflected the U.S. story, a nurse from Maine who tried to educate people about how the disease spreads, or the family of a man in a city who died because he didn't get the proper care?
As you mentioned, you know, these type of decisions have political motivations behind them. But really, I think it's a testament to the effort put forth by the U.S. government in terms of pouring in so much resources, so many personnel, and so much attention into this crisis. And so I think embodying it with a U.S. health worker makes sense in that regard, and I hope to be able to live up to that expectation.
Dr. Pranav Shetty, Emergency Health Coordinator for the International Medicorps, who will be one of about 24 people on the president's guest list tonight during the State of the Union. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.